All right, what's up, Sanjeev? Welcome. Welcome to my podcast. We got fucking Sanjeev from the fucking Bay Area coming in, bro. How was your fucking flight, homie?
Dude, flight was not bad. I was going to read my like little book that I have.
Yeah.
And then I just like knocked the fuck out.
No, you're good, homie. What time did you have to like get on your flight and wake up and shit, bro? Tell me about like how your day went.
I got up at like 6 o'clock and then I had to hop on my flight at like 8, and then I got here around like 10-ish.
Okay, so, okay. Yeah, bro, I don't think you got any sleep because you were texting me at like 2:30, homie.
No, dude, I mean, I was trying to figure it out. I was like hitting up a friend. I was like, yo, can you pick me up from the airport? And then I was like, who could pick me up from the airport? Like, I don't really want to take an Uber, right?
But yeah.
if someone could pick me up. And then I was like, oh, wait, actually, well, how long are we gonna like do this for, you know, because like we're just trying to plan out the day and stuff. So I did not get that much sleep last night.
You're good, bro. Like, that's the thing, like I've never been on a trip alone anywhere. Like, how old are you?
I'm 19.
19 well. Yo, same. I'm 19 as well. Fuck yeah, dude. Hell, we're yeah, killing it out here, bro. Fucking under 20 and shit. Yeah, so like I've never traveled anywhere alone, bro.
Really?
How long was the flight to LA?
Just an hour.
That was it.
This is my first time flying alone, actually.
Okay.
First time I flew alone was actually like my sophomore year of high school, I think. It was actually my freshman year, I think. I came from Iowa. Like, I moved to the Bay Area 5 years ago.
Oh, wow. You're new to California.
Yeah, yeah, I'm new. Yeah.
What is that, 2017, 2016?
Yeah, around there. And I freshman year, I came on a flight to some Stanford tennis camp, and like, it was lit.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. That's crazy, bro. Iowa, like, you're Desi, right? You're Indian?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Like, what part?
I'm a Hindu, and I'm from northern India.
Northern India?
By, like, New Delhi.
Awesome, awesome. So. Yeah, like, I'm mixed. who's this? Is that me?
That's mine. Sorry.
What was it? Trying to hit up girls on Tinder and shit? Check your Tinder notifications?
I have an alarm for every hour. You can just turn it off if you want. That's my bad, sorry.
No, you're good, homie. It's all good. Damn, that's fucking crazy, though. Like, how was it like growing up in Iowa?
Iowa was great, man. Like, I grew up in a small town, like, literally Iowa City. You know, I grew up with my hometown friends there. And I don't know, I mean, it's kind of crazy, though. Like, I moved to California, and I really just, like, hated it here when I first moved here.
Really?
Yeah, I hated it. And I was so stuck up on, like, I'm going to move back to Iowa, like, oh my gosh. And then, like, I went back to Iowa to visit my friends, and I just never went back.
Damn.
I never went back, because I realized when I went back, I was like, damn, like, life moves on, you know?
Yep, it does, bro.
Like, very fast, and I couldn't let go for some reason. And then I went back, and I was like, there's literally nothing for me here anymore, you know? And it was really hard because I grew up with, like, all my friends there and everything like that. But, like, when I went back, you know, I was just, like, I didn't feel anything. I was, like, bored.
Damn, I feel that, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, I've lived in L.A. on all my life, but, like, I can't, like, I almost imagine, like, moving somewhere, like, completely out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the flip would be if I go to Iowa right now. That shit would be overwhelming as fuck, you know? It's, like, a completely different scene.
I feel like since you... Okay, well, the only reason why you're not going to be overwhelmed is because it's, like, Iowa. There's not much to do in Iowa. Like, you know what I'm saying? Compared to, like, the Bay Area. That's like, another thing. That's why I wasn't, like, excited to be back. Because it was, like, there's nothing for me to do here, you know? Like, I'm in the Bay Area, like, going all these sunset, like, viewpoints and, like, hanging out with all my friends and going downtown and all this crap and going crazy. And then I just go back to Iowa and it's, like, hey, yo, we're hanging out at a friend's house. Like, that's it. There's no like adventure anymore, you know?
I feel that, bro. Like, so yeah, like the way I found you was on TikTok like a couple years, like in 2020, bro. Like,
yeah, did you email me? Like, I don't even remember. How did you reach out to me again?
After like watching your TikToks for a bit, I just followed you on Instagram, and then after that I kept seeing you pop up, and I was like, this guy's really cool. Like, I like your vibe, I like what you do, I like your motivation, you know, like, you have, like, really positive vibes and shit, so
I just sent
you a contact thing, and I just sent you an email just to see if you would be willing to pull up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm fucking glad you did, bro.
We did it.
We fucking did it. You're here, bro. Yes, just two 19-year-olds just trying to fucking connect over cities and shit, dude.
Yeah, man.
It's wild. The internet's fucking insane, right?
I say this all the time. I'm like, dude, the internet has... I literally say this in like a video. I'm like, the internet has proven to me time and time again that people you don't even know will show you more love than people that you... that you're around like all the time.
It's fucking crazy. Like, I don't think we would have ever met without the internet, bro. That's fucking wild.
Literally. Like,
the TikToks you post are really good. Like, when I was going through some tough, dark shit, like, as we all did in 2020, and like, your videos helped a lot, bro.
Thank you.
Like, you had like funny shit, and then you also had like motivational shit. Like when I used to wake up, and then like, because I was following you, your TikTok came up on the first thing I opened on the app, and I was like, damn, this guy's telling me to get up and do shit. I'm like, fuck.
That's what's up, dude. Yeah. Damn, bro. I'm so glad. Like, anytime someone tells me like, yo, your videos help me get out of dark place, your videos like, yo, I like, even if it's like, dude, today I had such a shit day and your video helped me like smile or whatever and feel better, I'm just like, yeah, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what's up, dude. That's exactly why I'm doing this.
Dude, it's fucking wild, man. And like, I also checked out your YouTube channel. You do vlogs with your friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, yeah. I have a great, amazing group of friends that I have now. Like, when I first came to California, I didn't really have any friends, or not like, I didn't know that many people, and I was hanging out with the wrong people. But like, yeah, no, like, we all just like, we literally just, I just brought out the camera one day and we just do stupid shit that we usually do, like on the vlogs, you know? And it's like, now they're just a camera, you know? So like, me and my friends, we'd go shoot some like prank videos in like downtown where we're from. And we just like shoot like little vlogs and like montages about like day trips and stuff that we go on every day like that. So yeah, I haven't posted a YouTube video in a while though, because it kind of stopped after everyone like went to college and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I feel that.
It's like a lot more difficult now. But yeah, that's basically the YouTube stuff.
Where are you going to college?
I'm at University of Pacific right now.
University of Pacific, sick, yeah. Bro. Yeah, like, I saw, like, you're always, like, I remember, like, I forgot you were texting me and stuff, and you're like, oh, my bad, I got classes, and I got this and that.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, you're a student like me and shit. We're just trying to grind it.
Where are you at?
I'm in Santa Monica College.
Oh, okay, dope.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you surf? I feel like you surf.
Do I surf? I wish I could surf. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I thought you surf. Like, I feel like I've seen you on a surfboard before.
No, no. Dude, I wish I could surf. I would love to surf, man.
Yeah, like, I've Alex, do you surf?
I skated a little bit when I was in like middle school and shit, but nah, I never got near a cool beach enough to surf.
Yeah, you have like that skating, surfer dude vibe.
I wish I could skate, bro. I suck dick at skating.
That's fucking crazy. Oh my god, here, I gotta pull up my notes. My bad.
I'll go.
Okay,
do you guys cut this or?
I edit it afterward.
Oh, okay.
Bro,
nice. Cool.
Relax. So one thing I noticed about you is that you're a Danny Duncan fan. Like, you've been to his shit. You're like virginity rocks fucking.
Yeah.
Tell me all about, because you know, I'll tell you something. Like, I've met Kev and Raymond. You know those two guys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I've had interactions with both. I met Kev at a skating park. And then I met Danny Duncan once in passing at a shopping mall. I, like, saw his Tesla with the horns.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, tell me about your being a fan of Danny Duncan.
All right, so this goes back to, like, this is, like, low-key some dark shit. Like, my sophomore year of high school, when I moved to California, I was so fucking depressed. Like, I was literally, like, I tried to kill myself, like, two times. Like, I was so fucking depressed, bro. And my friend introduced me to Danny Duncan. Because I was into YouTubers, but like trick shot YouTubers and like,
Dude Perfect.
Yeah, I love Dude Perfect, like growing up.
Brody Smith.
Yeah, yeah. And then he introduced me to Danny Duncan, and I just immediately like started laughing. I was like, this guy's fucking funny. And I was like, where have you been?
You're right.
he was at like, I want to say like probably 300,000 subscribers or something like that. And I was just like, bro, like, where have you been all my life? And, like, I just finished a video, watched the next video. And I just fell in love. And I was so obsessed with him. And, like, I literally would only feel happy when I would watch his videos. And so there was one time, so it was a night after I attempted. and I watched, I ended up watching his video after, like, and I swore to myself, I was like, dude, if he can stop me from doing this and make me feel like there's hope and make me feel happy, then why can't I? And I swore to myself from that day, I was like, I'm never going to give up on, like, social media and shit. Because I've always wanted to do social media. I've always wanted to do, like, videos where I make people laugh, make people smile, make people, like, happy, you know?
Yeah, and, like, you know how you said you watched Danny Duncan when he had 300K? Now you have, like, 500K, bro.
No.
That's fucking wild.
And, like, it's crazy because, you know, eventually I start, like, you know, learning more about social media, and you know, I go through all these, like, breakups and fucking bullshit, and, like, it's just, like, I just, like, grinded the fuck out of it, and, like, the most recent time I saw him, so I went to his live show, I went to, like, four of them, and the most recent one that I went to, I literally told him, I was, like, bro, 3 years ago, I told you how I attempted my, like, all right, you told me that to never give up on my dreams. Like, when I met him for the first time in Berkeley, and he was like, never give up on your dreams, bro. Like, because I told him I tried to kill myself, all this shit. And he was just like, I'm so happy you're alive, all this type of shit. And, like, those words stuck with me, you know? They stuck with me for, like, fucking 2+ years, right? And then I told him, I was like, dude, you probably don't remember. Like, obviously he doesn't remember. He meets so many people, right? But, like, 3 years ago, you told me this and this, and now I'm, like, doing social media. Like, I'm spreading good vibes like you, and I'm just, like, I'm trying to be better every day. And he just had this little, like, look in his eyes, you know? And I was just, like, I don't know, we had, like, a little moment there, and it was just, like, he was, like, so proud of me. He was, like, saying all this stuff, and then, like, you know, I walked off after, and he just, like, I turned around to, like, look at him again. He was just, like, still staring at me. It was like, he was just, like, thinking about it, you know? It was like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild, man. Like,
it is.
The internet just connects everyone in such crazy ways. Like, what if, like, Danny Duncan, like, one day he was like, fuck, I don't want to, like, upload videos on YouTube anymore. I just want to, like, be an accountant.
Yeah.
Like, imagine how, like, different life would be, you know?
Yeah.
You just affect so many different people in minute ways that it changes their whole life. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I knew the moment I loved Danny Duncan. Like, there's this video where, like, Kev was, like, supposed to go to, like, the military or something.
Yeah, the Navy video.
Yeah, and then Danny Duncan was like, if I make this half court, you won't go, and I'll fuck your sister or something.
Yeah.
And then, like, he had to call
his Navy officer,
recruiter,
or whatever. Oh, what is it called?
You remember that?
Recruiter.
Yeah. He had to call his Navy recruiter and tell him that he's not gonna go anymore if he made the half-court shot. And he fucking made it, dude.
Dude, it was like he missed, like, twice. He had three chances.
Yeah, it was within five tries.
Oh, within five tries. Yeah. That shit was fucking crazy when he made it on that last one,
on the fifth try, he fucking made it.
That's
dude.
Fucking wild, dude. Alex, you watch Danny Duncan as well?
I am not familiar with him, but he sounds cool.
Oh, okay. That's you?
No, I don't have my...
12, 11 p.m. The fuck was that? My watch? The fuck's that? There's, like, a lot of random sounds going off, bro.
Yeah, I don't have my phone. He's got my phone.
I don't even know. Fucking technology, fucking Terminator and shit. Bro. I don't know what's going on either. So, like, Iowa, and then your family, like, they're from northern India. Like, how, like, I'm sure, like, growing up, like, I'm going to assume in Iowa it's, like, just a bunch of, like, white kids, right?
That's a... funny question, actually. Like, literally, one reason why I hated the Bay, or realized where I was, like, living, was because I was just, like, there was only white people. Like, I literally had no one to connect with, you know? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with white people. I love white people. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, fuck you, Alex.
No,
that's all good.
No. I love white people. I love everyone. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, obviously, you hang out with people that you associate yourself with, right?
Like, yeah, correct.
Right? So there's more Indians in my community in Iowa than where I, the area that I live in, the Bay Area. And I kind of just had to learn to accept that because, like, you know, that's it. Like, I can't really just, like, go out of my way to go, like, 30 miles down or whatever and find, you know, like, I don't know.
There's no temples?
There are.
Okay.
But they're, like, kind of far.
Oh, okay, so, okay.
Yeah. But I'm not even tripping about it. Like, I've met people online, like, Indians and all that type of stuff, so... Yeah, I used to go to, like, Indian communities and all this type of stuff in Iowa. Like, there's a big Indian community there.
That's interesting. Yeah. I would have never assumed that, actually.
I mean, yeah. It was interesting when we came here, too, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like, not that much in our area. That's just in our area. Obviously, there's, like,
Indians that specific everywhere. Area. Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. Damn, that's crazy. I mean, like, I'm glad you're in California now. Like, you look like you've settled in. Like,
oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
I've settled. I got the haircut, like, the fuckboy
haircut. You
got
the fuckboy haircut and everything.
I'm a California motherfucker.
So, I got to ask you, do you own your Tesla?
No.
Well, whose is that?
It's on a lease right now.
Oh, okay,
My parents are helping me out with
okay, that's sick, though. Like, whatever it is, you're 19, you're driving a Tesla one way or another. That's fucking insane. That's, like, one of my goals in my life is, like, to make enough money off of my side hustle, like off of my passion projects, to fund myself to buy a Tesla Model S.
You want to buy a Tesla?
Yeah. It's like my goal. Like, only off, like, no help from anyone, not like my main job or whatever, just from pure passion project. I want to fund it like that.
No, that's
just
dope.
Like how Danny Duncan did it.
Yeah, no, that's dope. I don't really like the Tesla. I'm gonna be honest.
Really? Wow, you look like you enjoy it.
I mean, it's fast. Yeah. I mean, but like, hey, like, honestly, I just want to make something clear. I'm not spoiled, okay? I understand. I'm, like, grateful, right? I'm so grateful. But just because it's a Tesla doesn't mean it's necessarily, like, a good car.
Okay.
Like, I think it's very fuel efficient, like, good for the economy or environment, whatever. Yeah, that's cool. I just like driving cars with engine.
Okay. I feel that. I'm the opposite. I fucking hate loud ass engines and shit.
Really?
I'm with that.
Well,
quiet
no,
bit.
I'm not about like the like
Vin
just,
Diesel
like,
fucking
yeah, Vin Diesel like Fast and Furious type shit. No, I'm just like no, I just want to hear the engine go like you know like
put it on Spotify, bro. Put a fucking background noise.
Look up car noises for the Tesla.
Yeah. That's probably a fucking thing, bro. People have, because I like when I drove it, it was deathly quiet.
Yeah, no, it's very quiet.
Yeah, but then that's the thing. Like, if you like put on music and shit, like you won't notice it, right? I feel like
The quietness.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
I just like the sound of the engine. That's why. Like,
yeah.
That's why I prefer different type of car, or like honestly, like a convertible. Like I just love convertibles because I had one for like 5 years. And then my dad crashed it. So
oh wow!
Then
your dad crashed it.
He just backed into a pole and got like really fucked up. So
how did it get fucked up by really what?
It dude, it's a small car like the Mazda Miata. It's a tiny little dinky car.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah. No, I mean Tesla's fine. It's fine. I'm just saying I would like a car that has an engine.
Right, yeah,
you
can give
saying?
It to me. It's all good. When your lease is up.
Yeah.
Nah, but it's fucking crazy, man. So Iowa. So in the Bay, like you, I'm assuming you did all four years of high school there, or
three.
Okay, yeah. So you did freshman in Iowa.
Freshman in Iowa.
Okay, so that again, that must have been like tough finding friends and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like when was the day you're like, okay, finally I'm like settling into California? Like, do you know what that time was?
It was definitely my first semester of my senior year.
Oh damn, that's pretty okay. That's
so
a, but that's
right,
a bit.
No, but that was like literally like then second semester hit and
COVID
hit.
Yeah.
You know?
I like, feel that
it took me that fucking long to get to
and
like,
then you got it ripped away
and then just like. No
but
more senior year.
I feel like that's when like your social media started popping off.
Well, yeah, no.
In 2020, you had time to like focus on your passions.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me about that. Like, what made you just start recording videos and making motivational videos on TikTok and Instagram?
So, yeah, like first semester of senior year, like I'm really happy. I'm like very happy. Like I'm fucking around with all my friends in school, and then COVID hits. And I get depressed as fuck when COVID hits. I was depressed as fuck at the beginning. I was so sad, bro. Like, everyone was so sad, you know? And, like, the world was going fucking crazy. Like, no fucking toilet paper. Like, you know, all this shit was happening,
so
you know? Like,
courtesy
it was going
flush.
Crazy.
Courtesy flush, baby. Courtesy flush, yeah.
And, like, you know, I just, like, everyone was just fucking lost. And like, I was posting sad videos at that time. So, like, senior year, like beginning of senior year, I'm like posting like funny videos. I'm posting like, oh haha, like copy this dude, like, you know, copy whatever, just like funny. And then I post sad videos because I'm fucking sad, and I'm just like I don't know what else to post. There's nothing good happening right now, so I'm just like posting like shitty fucking videos that make people sad and stuff. It make me sad too, you know. And so then I just I don't know, like, I start to learn. I learned from a friend, because I really wanted to go viral. Like, at first, it wasn't about what I wanted to do, that came along. What I first wanted was, I want to go viral, you know, because I was just like so obsessed with clout, you know. And I asked a friend, and I was trying to learn from her, like, what, like, how can I make this happen? She's like, you should manifest it. And I was like, what is that? And she, like, taught me all this, like, manifesting and stuff like that. And I just, like, dove into that and, like, learned so much about myself and, like, the universe and, like, my, like, everyone around me and everything. And once I figured that out, like, I applied it to everything that I was doing on social media and, like, everything that I was doing in my real life. And, like, literally, bro, like, I swear to God, like, I literally manifested this shit. Like, it's crazy. It's actually crazy.
Yeah, it is, man. It's fucking insane. Like, you became successful in what you wanted to do.
Yeah. But I'm getting to the point now. So it's like, I start learning about all this stuff. And as I'm learning about it, I'm slowly building myself up. Like, I'm like starting to become happy. And when I was in high school, I'm not going to lie, like, I wasn't this, like, happy guy that I am now. I was a dick, dude. Like, I would make fun of people. Like, I'd just be a dick, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, that's just because who I was surrounded by. That's just because I was just, like, fucking around because I thought it was funny, you know? But now I'm not in high school anymore. Or I am, but I'm just, like, not in school. I'm not with anyone. I'm just by myself, me and my thoughts alone. So, you know, I spent that time working on myself, like, just trying to be happy. And I started posting positive videos, and I was faking it. I was faking it. Like, I didn't even, like, I wasn't even like that, you know? And over time, like, even my friends are like, what the fuck are you doing? That's not you, you know? They're like, why are you posting that? Bro, literally, like, within, like, 2 months, I literally became that person that I was, like, posting, like. And I just realized it. And I was like, this is what I want. Like, I love this. Are you kidding me? You know, I'd post a video of me, like, just, like, standing there, like, you know, dancing, jigging it up. And, like, I'd have a quote there, and it would be like, stay positive. Like, you know, things might be tough right now, but good things are coming your way. Always believe that. Always have hope. And there'd be, like, 6 comments on it. And someone would be like, yo, man, this just made my day. And then I read it, and I was like, fuck. Someone on the other side of the screen just said that. Someone on the, like, someone else who's shit, feeling shitty, you know, like, read that and feel bad. And so, yeah, no, you know, then I just realized that. And I was like, holy fuck, dude, like, this is it. This is it. This is exactly it. It's not about the clout. It's not about, like, the money, because I wasn't even making money back then, you know? It wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the clout. It's about the purpose. It's about what I'm doing with it, you know? And I just fucking grinded. I posted, like, 20 videos a day, 30 videos a day. Then I, like, you know, I wouldn't go out with my friends. I would post videos. That's it. Like, I just grinded. And I just took off. Like, within, like, 2 or 3 months, I had my friends filming videos for me, and I hit, like, 200K, 300K, and then I blew the fuck up.
Yeah, man. That's fucking crazy to hear. Like, yeah. That's, like, about, like, 600,000 people fuck with you like that, and they, like, watch your videos daily, and, you know, like, you affect those people, like Danny Duncan affected you, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, one of these days, like, one of your viewers is going to come up to you and be like, bro, like, you just saved me from attempting, and, like, thank you so much.
Someone sent me that. Like, I've seen, like, messages like that, like, in my DMs. Like, people are like, dude, you just saved my life from suicide. Like, I was going to kill myself. And I saw your video. And I'm like, fuck, you know? Holy fuck. Like, that's fucking crazy. Yeah. And, like, I don't even know if they're lying or, like, whatever. I'm just going to assume they're not, you know? But that's just, like, holy shit, you know? And, like, honestly, bro, like, I think the, like, one of the, so, like, the first breakup that I had really, really transformed me too, honestly. Like, that really fucking broke me, the first breakup I had. And then I just grinded on YouTube and, like, started posting the vlogs and all that type of stuff too, and I just got really happy then as well. And it's just, like, all this shit, like, it shapes you into the person who you're supposed to be, you know? Like, all the pain and suffering you're going through. And I just like I'm just so shocked, like every single time, like, bro, like I literally, like a year ago, I look at my phone now and like I see my year ago on like Snapchat. Like, this is the time when I'm starting to like grow. Like, this is the time when I'm starting to like, you know, think about making TikToks and do all this cool shit. And I'm just like so shocked because I'm here sitting here right now, you know, I'm just like talking about this, you know, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, man, just like retrospectively, like, and the thing is, like, we're still changing, like, we're like, our teenage years are coming to an end.
Yeah,
we're like transitioning into becoming adults, and like I'm struggling with that shit too, I'm like worrying about taxes now, worrying about money, worrying about fucking insurances, worrying about mortgages, you know, like just becoming an adult. Like, it's such a crazy thing, you know, just after being a teenager. Like, 19 is a really weird year.
Yeah, dude.
We're like, when are you turning 20?
June 24th.
I'm turning 20 in August 7th.
I so fucking weird, dude. I can't believe I'm saying that, bro.
Yeah, like, my teenage years are done, about
I
to be
feel
done.
Like a fucking 14-year-old. Like, trapped in a 19-year-old's body right now.
I am dumb as shit, bro. Like, I only got, like, my driver's license, like, last year. And, like, I only started making money, like, last year. Like, real money.
Ah, man, you're just a late bloomer, bro. Don't even trip.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. Life's crazy. And, like, when becoming adults, like, I feel like there's like, this sense in me. There's, like, a feeling in me that, like, I'm gonna eventually make it one way or another. But yeah. I just gotta keep at it. That's the only thing I can do.
Yeah, you just, the biggest thing is like staying consistent, you know.
Yeah,
if you're not consistent, you're gonna be all over the fucking place.
Yeah, even something as simple as like making TikToks, like if you fucking stop like in the middle of 2020, you wouldn't be here now.
Yeah. I never took a break. There wasn't a single, like, even when I got sick, I would still post videos. I never fucking took a break. I was so fucking determined, dude.
Dude, yeah, that's all it takes. Just determination and just fucking tenacity by whoever's posting. Like, even like me doing my podcast, I started like in like 2019-ish, and I was kind of half-assing it. I was like recording on my phone, and I was just trying to get better and better.
Just, this is pretty crazy, bro.
Yeah. I
a long way from coming from the phone.
Literally,
dude.
This is what I used to fucking record on straight. Like, just record my friends. We're just talking and shit on my phone. But yeah, now, like, I'm just trying to elevate, try to become better, try to make it as best as I fucking can.
Yeah.
That's all we can do, you know? Just keep trying and being better.
Hell yeah. I mean, everyone starts somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny how you talk about the, like, we're growing up now and stuff, you know? I was just thinking about, like, just it's if we've all come such a long way. Like, this is what I tell so many people. I'm just like, you guys, you need to give yourself, like, anyone who's watching and listening, like, give yourself more credit, bro. Like, for real, like, once you give yourself that self-love, and once you like actually like think about how far you've come, because like you're always thinking you're doing something wrong. Like, you always think you're, like, not doing enough because you're comparing yourself to other people in your lives. Like, that's just how humans work, you know?
Yeah,
like, you'll see some shit and you'll just be like, fuck, I wish I had that, you know? Like, fuck this, like, damn it, you know? But then it's just like, dude, that's their life. Like, that's them, you know? Like, you still have so much shit to do. Like, you still have, you could fucking do that, you know? Like, you just gotta, like, look at your own path, right? And when you look at other people like that, just, like, look at it as inspiration. That's what I would say, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, give yourself some more credit, bro. Like, you're your biggest supporter at the end of the day. You know what
I'm saying?
Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, just focusing on yourself and just trying to make yourself better, like, just makes everything in your life better.
Yeah.
I feel like.
100%.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question. So, like a Desi kid growing up in California and shit, like, how have you been with, like, relationships with women? I need to know that.
Oh, my God.
I feel like for Desi kids, it's always such a thing, right? It's not as easy as other people.
All right. Well, my parents never wanted me to date in high school.
Yeah.
And I would, like, oh, my God, dude. I literally had, like, 6 fucking relationships in high school. But they were just, like, shitty fucking, like, 1-week relationships. You know?
Oh, okay.
They're just, like, they weren't even,
middle,
like,
school vibes.
Yeah, literally middle school vibes, because I just couldn't commit. I was just, like,
like, change the bio to their fucking initials with a date and shit.
Yeah, no.
Then G13 fucking 2017.
With a little ring.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
A little ring next to it.
That was crazy. Dude, when I see adults do that shit, I'm like, what the
dude,
fuck?
Dude, all right, that shit's weird, bro.
Have, like, you seen that shit, Alex?
Yeah, people I went to high school with are still doing that shit. They have kids now and shit, and they're just like, it's like, What the fuck? They'll hang out with the people that went to high school.
And they probably go to Disneyland every week and shit. Those motherfuckers.
No, bro, I don't understand. You're in fucking, you're married. And you're like, you have that shit in your bio. Like, bro, raise your kids, my guy. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, bro. Not even fucking Will Smith had that. She probably should have. But that's fucking crazy. Oh my God. But yeah, like, yeah. Like, on top of being Desi, I'm Muslim as well, so that's even, like, an extra layer of fucking no-no on relationships. So, yeah, like, I've never really had a proper one, I guess. Yeah. So, it's really tough for me. I mean, my parents always keep telling me that they're just gonna get me fucking, like, arranged whenever I get my college degree and I land, like, a high-paying job. It's like, dude, that's it.
That's what my mom says, bro.
Yeah.
My mom's always like that.
Yeah, and, like, since we're Desi, bro, like, we gotta be on, like, we got to have the passion project grind, and we also got to have, like, the education grind as well, bro.
I'm not going to get arranged marriage, bro. Fuck
for real? Nah. Like, you're going to choose?
Yeah.
But, I'm like, not... are your parents cool with, like, interracial? Like, if you married, like, a Stacy from fucking Canada or whatever, like, that's cool?
I
mean, obviously,
I feel like my mom is from India, but my dad's from Iowa, right?
Okay.
But my dad's, like, parents are Indian, so, like, he's, you know... I feel like my mom would, like, want me to date, like, an Indian girl.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, like, I assume. I haven't really talked to her about it.
For me,
much.
It's like, there's, like, no way to move. It's like, it has to be Desi 100%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no budging that shit. But, I mean, I'm cool with that, you know? It's all good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even want to marry, like, a Stacy or, like, a fucking... Monica or whatever.
Karen.
You said Karen?
Yeah.
I was just trying to think of white girl names, but like, yeah, like Stacy or Monica or whatever, because I feel like that would like fuck up like a lot of things. The relationship with my parents, plus like, how are we gonna like raise the kid or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of dumb shit for a 19-year-old to think about.
I was 19 when I was in my first relationship.
Oh shit! How was it?
Late bloomer. It didn't end well.
Who got hurt?
Me.
You started posting Bart Simpson edits on your Instagram story.
Oh no, Bart Simpson edits, dude.
I was Bart like... Simpson with like dreads and fucking like Extacion playing and shit. That's when you know you're down bad.
Look, dude, it's the image of him sitting on the bed.
Yeah,
and he's like,
like tattoos and shit, and like the film grain with the like. Oh, that shit's so dumb. When a guy posts that shit, they are fucking down to the fucking ground trenches.
That man has demons you cannot explain, bro.
That shit is over, dude.
I was clingy as fuck. That was a problem.
You're
now
clingy?
I'm the opposite. Now it's like I don't spend enough time with my girlfriend ever.
Damn,
I'm like,
bro.
Never around.
Damn. Shit. I mean, I've had So I had a bunch of relationships in high school. So actually, when I started posting TikToks, like when quarantine hit, that's when I got in another relationship. That was my first, like, it's so weird because I just got out of another relationship. Okay. I'm going to tell you about both. And it's like, it's so weird. Like, okay, well, the first one, I just found out, actually, like, I just found out, like, literally 2 weeks ago, she cheated on me.
Oh, what the fuck?
The first goal.
Damn.
The before quarantine.
This is the one that helped me blow up on TikTok, because I was so focused. I was
okay.
So, like, you know.
Interesting.
But, my friends told me that she did when it happened, but I didn't believe them, and then I heard from someone else, like, it's just, okay, anyways, this is fucking, we're going off topic. Fuck. She fucking cheated on me. Okay, anyways.
Bitch.
My second girlfriend cheated on me.
That's so rough, bro. Why? Like, I just don't understand.
Fuck
okay.
Damn hoes.
She was rich, though. I was living in a penthouse for free in New York.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I was balling, dude.
So you had benefits.
I let it fly the first time. I'm not going to lie.
You
let it
fly. Like, fuck it. I got a place to live.
Shit.
That's crazy.
Fuck. Okay. First relationship I get into, she's, like, super fucking smart. And, like, I just fell in love, like, so fast. Like, I was so obsessed with her. And then, like, I asked her out. She said yes. We started dating. It was great. And then 2 days before my birthday, she she goes, or, like, 3 days, 4 days, whatever, she goes, hangs out with this dude, smokes weed with him. Like, it was just the whole situation. And then she broke up with me 2 days before my birthday. So that fucked me up.
Fuck that.
That really fucked me up. Like, that relationship, I swear to God, I have videos of a year ago today, like I was telling you, and it's like me ranting about like, dude, I'm never getting a relationship again. Like, I just want someone who will love me. I just want someone who will like teach me all this shit.
Were you close to posting a Bart Simpson edit?
No. I wouldn't do that shit.
Dude, I get so sad for the homies that post that shit. I'm like, damn, how the fuck, like... like, I've had friends who do that, and I'm just like, bro, literally, like, 2-3 months from now, you're going to look back, and you're going to be like, what the fuck?
You're going to look back at what the fuck, but also, hey, bro, call me. Like, you need anything?
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
You
want a
hug, bro? Like, I got you, my guy.
Fucking. I can't believe people still post that dumbass fucking words.
I'll see it on, like, TikTok and stuff, too.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's satire or they genuinely mean that shit.
I feel like now it would be satire.
Yeah, now it's just, like, way overboard, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was just like, fuck that, bro. I'm not getting a relationship. And if I want a relationship, I, like, manifested this, too. I manifested this. I literally it's fucking crazy. I was like, I want someone, or I would want someone who treats me how to love myself and or teaches me how to love myself even more, like in a relationship, because I didn't get that from her, you know, and who takes care of themselves and loves themselves for who they are and isn't like doing all this stupid shit, you know. And 4 months down the line, oh my God, I met this girl and it was just like a random, like, I hit up one of her friends to hang out and like there's like a shit ton of them that came, and
I hate when that fucking they got the whole Avengers Endgame coming in,
dude. Honestly, you know, it was just me and like a shit ton of girls, I was just like, yo, what's up? Like, I was like,
okay,
I was talking up all of them, but then none of them, they all left. It was weird, dude. No, honestly, it was actually weird. It's like meant to be type shit. I swear to fucking God, because like it was like this one like viewpoint place, and like she just like approached me, and like she was just like, we just hit it off, like, fucking right away. We just hit it off. And I, like, gave her my crew neck, whatever. And I did my...
I'm
a romantic,
guy.
Man.
Look at this guy.
Listen,
right here.
Bro, I treat women... I'm the best boyfriend ever. I just want to let everyone know that out there, okay? Yeah, but anyways, so we just... Yeah, we hit it off. And then we dated for, like, I would say 5 months, probably. This is my longest relationship ever. The first one who cheated on me, that was, like... That was like 2-3 months, I would say. But yeah, anyway, so then she and I just split up back in September, actually, because just some reason. It wasn't bad. It wasn't like the first one. It was just kind of like a situation where we both need to like work on ourselves, you know, stuff like that. But anyway, so like that one, most recent one, though, that one really fucked me up. Like that one really fucked me up. I was super fucking sad, dude.
Cause you like, it's a good one. They got away.
It was a great one, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, dude. She's like literally Indian. I'm Indian.
Oh,
like,
that's even like a plus.
I loved her family, bro. And I think I'm like 99% or 100%. She loved my family. I know she loved my family.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. She's smart. Like, we go on like dates and you know do all this type of shit.
Yeah,
and,
fucking
like,
Shark Khan vibes and shit.
like
Bollywood music video and shit.
Bro, low key, it was like a movie. I'm not even joking. I swear,
like Cubby Cushy.
You know
Cubby
what killed it, bro?
Shit.
Honestly, like, I look back at it. Okay, number one, like, I look back on my actions, like the stuff she was telling me, like towards the end. You know, I was like, damn, bro. Like, if you're in a relationship, don't fucking like listen to TikTok. Like, I did a lot of stupid TikTok shit. Like, I would just send her like long ass paragraph texts that were just unnecessary and like. All this stupid ass over excessive bullshit, you know, just to make sure that she still loved me because I was so fucked up from the first one, you know?
Yeah.
And she would always tell me, she'd be like, yo, like, I love you. Like, you don't have to worry, you know? And I'd always just like push it. I'd always be like pushing it. That's what I noticed about myself. And I feel like, you know, you always learn something from like a heartbreak. Like,
yeah,
you always
that's
learn
true.
So much
you
about
come
yourself.
Out better, actually. Yeah. That's definitely what I've learned from people. So I feel like there's like different like levels and shit to that. Like, you just learn how to deal with shit better after a breakup.
Yeah. No, I mean, I learned
rite of passage.
Yeah, literally. Like, I learned so much about myself. I was like, damn, I really did this, you know, like, and I think a big thing that really killed it too was distance. Cause I started my college and like, I was looking back at some of our stuff, you know, and like recently, actually, I was like reading old text messages and stuff like that. And like, what?
No, you're good.
I mean, man.
I feel you. I feel you.
I mean, sometimes a motherfucker
it's hard,
just
it's hard
like,
to move on from that. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, you know, like, and I just like, I was reading it and I was like, damn, it really just like got super fucking dry. Like, when I moved to college, like, it was just fucking, it was dry as fuck. Like, it was just so dry compared to, like, what we had before, you know?
I feel that, like, when you feel it fizzling out and shit.
Yeah. I didn't even notice. I was so blind. I was, living in a fucking fairyland. I was, like, not... it's fine. Like, I went from seeing you every single fucking day in the summer, and now I only see you twice a week. How about that? You know? Like, I didn't even fucking think of it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's tough. Like, through text, you can't really... You can kind of vibe how the person's feeling, but not exactly, I feel what I mean? But yeah, dry textures, that's the fucking worst, bro. Like, I need energy through text, you know what I mean?
If they don't reply fast, like...
Yeah, like, if they lag a lot, that's, like, already, like, that's, like, a big turnoff. Like,
lagging is such a turnoff. I'm just like, why? Like, why am I, like, sitting here waiting for you to, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Because, like, it's dumb because, like, I've seen people text in real life. Like, they see that shit pop up.
Yeah.
And then they just flick it back up. They know it's there. They've seen it, but they're just not going to respond to it. So, it's cool. Like, if they don't have time for me, then it's, like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's all good.
So, when this one ended, I was really, like, I've definitely healed, like, a lot since then. Obviously, I still look at, like, old photos and, like, you know, I check on her, like, socials and shit like that. Because that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, I'm not, like, she's not in the front anymore. And it's like that's all it was when she broke up with me. Like, it just didn't feel real. I was just like, I still love her, like, all this shit. I mean, I still love her, honestly. I definitely still love her. No, I definitely still love her. But, like, she's in the back, you know.
I feel that, yeah.
Like, what's in the front right now is, like, Twitch, TikTok, everything.
Yeah, like, I saw you've been Twitch streaming recently, but before I get into the Twitch segment, I want to ask you, like, whenever I connect with people via Instagram, so my favorite thing to do is, like, look through people's mutuals,
because
the world's fucking small, everyone knows each other somewhere or another, you know what I mean? So I wanted to know, how the fuck do you know Shamir? Shimmerwally.
Oh!
Yeah, he's a Twitch streamer.
Yeah!
Yeah, how do you know him?
I saw his videos!
Where he, like, speaks Hindi and shit, and in a fucking war zone.
It's funny.
Yeah, it is,
like,
hilarious.
I was like, I literally sent those videos to my parents, and they're, like, laughing. Like, they think it's funny.
Yeah, so I connected with him, too, via TikTok and Instagram. He's super chill.
Yeah,
and, like,
he's chill. He's so chill.
We knew this other friend that was, like, on Teens React that I might have on my podcast soon.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, it's crazy. Like, the world's fucking small and shit, bro.
It's very crazy.
And, like, the thing, I don't know where he is, but I don't think he's nearby. I think he might be in, like, Virginia or something.
I have no idea where he is.
Yeah.
I really want to stream with him, though.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. You guys should do a Twitch together, bro. Yeah. He's fucking great. Your personalities would mesh well together. Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't know much Hindi or whatever.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, I don't think he does that all the time. Like,
yeah.
He does, like, English comedy, too. Like, fucking with people. Like, I've seen his interviews. I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Do, like, street interview type shit.
Dude, I really like those type of videos. Have you seen Billy on the Street?
Billy on the Street? Yeah, that gay dude?
Yeah.
He's hella funny, bro.
I love those videos. Like, I'll just see
for a dollar, name a woman.
Yeah.
People freak out. Yeah, yeah.
That shit's hella funny, dude.
And you're like, here's Paul Rudd. What do you want to say to him?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. I've always wanted to do that. Like, that one page, Side Talk NYC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to do something like that, but, like, Side Talk LA or something. Mm. That would be so fucking cool. And, like, go down, like, Hollywood and shit, just fucking interview
random
people.
Easily do that, yeah.
Yeah, I want to try it out. It's definitely something I've thought about, and I feel like it could be super funny.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Because, like, just the other day, I was walking down Hollywood, and I look at a guy, and I'm going to pull up the video in a second, but he looks familiar, and I'm like, what the fuck? I know you from somewhere for sure, but, like, and then I go up to him and, like, I just say, you know who that is?
Oh, shit, that's a Beast Nuts guy. Yeah. Yes. Oh.
I literally go up to him and I say.
Oh, he didn't say it.
Yeah, he didn't say it. He that's why, like, after that camera, he did look a little frustrated. So we talked for a little bit. He was saying he's talking about himself, like, he's saying his name and shit. And he said he didn't like how that's how people associate with him, because it was just a dumbass video he took a long ass time ago. And he's like, it's affected his life. Like, whenever he goes for a job or whatever, like, people are just like, oh, you're the D's Nuts guy.
Mm.
And, like, that's all he's known for. And that shit was so old. That was like in 2012. It's been 10 fucking years.
Holy shit.
So people are still nagging about that shit to this day. It must get fucking annoying as fuck. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's rough. Fuck. I low-key think about that all the time. Like, I want to get even bigger, you know? Like, but that's not for the clout. It's for, like, so I can do other shit. But I low-key think, I'm like, what if I get famous for something wrong? You know? Like, what if it's, like, for the wrong thing? And then people just associate that bullshit with me, you know?
Yeah.
That's, like, a fear.
Because, like, when you do something wrong, that's what gets the most hits and, like, most fucking clicks and controversy and shit. Like the Logan Paul Japan thing.
Yeah.
So, like,
I mean, but look at him now.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. He's completely rebranded, but that's still, like, there because, like,
oh, yeah.
Someone, like, not really into that YouTube scene, like my dad or whatever, he'd be like, oh, that's the Japan Suicide guy.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. People, like, outside of that, that's all they know him as.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They only, it's really easy to just look at the bad, you know?
Yeah.
It's really hard to see the good in, like, people. And, like, stuff like that. You really have to, like, it's so easy to judge people, you know?
I feel that, bro.
It's so fucking, even I judge people all the time. But, like, then I tell my mind, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, get to know them, you know? Like,
yeah.
Say, like, be nice. Like, that's so crazy about the These Nuts guy, dude.
No, like.
That's actually crazy. I've seen videos of people, like talking to him and stuff. And, like, I'm just like, oh, he's chilling. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I guess I caught him in a particularly bad day. Like, he wasn't having it. I was like, damn, like, that just sucks. You can't fucking, like, I was the one in the wrong there. I went up to him like, bro.
You are the problem.
He's nuts. And I'm like, yeah. Like, I don't even fucking know your name. I don't even know what you do. And I didn't even ask. Like, I was just like, dude, no. I look back and I'm like, damn, I'm a fucking dumbass. Like, yeah. I apologize, bro. And I'm sorry that shit happens to you constantly, you know? Like, that fucking sucks. And he just says it's just, like, hard finding something real to do unless it's These Nuts. And, like, he was, like, telling me, like, fucking, like, his videos got, like, 40 million, 100 million views. Everyone knows what that shit is. He didn't get a single dime for that.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Because
Vine didn't pay or whatever.
Oh, fuck.
And it's not even his shit. People were just reposting clips on other shit. And then, like, like, there's no way to monetize it. I guess he could have done merch, like These Nuts merch or something, but, like,
fuck.
Yeah. So he was famous for something he didn't even benefit off of.
That sucks, dude.
He's like a joke. So I'm just like, damn. That fucking,
yeah.
I'm sorry, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really fucking
His name's Wolven.
Wolven?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I just knew him as These Nuts guy.
It's crazy, man. The internet, like, even for something like that, just a random dude. Now he's, like, known globally for something. It's fucking wild.
But the fact that he's not even getting paid for it, that's even more crazy to me, honestly.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. Have you ever seen the These Nuts guy, Alex?
Oh, yeah. Not in public, though, but I've seen him all over the place.
Yeah, like, on the internet.
Yeah, that's definitely got to be annoying.
Yeah, fucking annoying. Yeah. Like, I've always thought about that. Like, a lot of famous people, they can't even fucking walk down the street, bro. Without people mobbing them and shit. That sucks. Like, I definitely never want to be that famous.
Paparazzi in L.A. is something else.
You're going to see him at LAX. It's crazy, bro. Like, Travis Scott, Kanye going through there, fucking the front entrance.
Yeah.
Hella paparazzi every
time. No, I mean, shit. I'm leaving today, so we'll
see. You'll see at, like, 5, bro. Yeah. You'll see, like, fucking Katy Perry coming out there and shit, dude. Is there paparazzi in the Bay?
No.
Yeah, paparazzi is, like, I'm not even, like, it's fucking annoying. You could just see him just posted up with the camera and shit, bro.
Dude, honestly, I brought it up to one of my friends in the Bay, and I was like, dude, it'd be sick if there was, like, Bay Area paparazzi or something. I mean, like, there's not that, like, big TikTokers in, like, Bay Area.
Yeah. I was thinking more like, I was thinking, like, Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, yeah, like, athletes and, like,
actors.
I don't know any singers. Like, I don't even know actors who live in, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like, I don't know.
It's a lot of tech people, like Zuckerberg.
Definitely, yeah.
Apple,
no,
Tim
no.
Cook.
Yeah. Like, that would be sick, though. I feel like, maybe not for TikTokers, but, like, for those type of
people.
Yeah,
I've seen Addison Rae once walking down Melrose, and then there's just a bunch of, like, 6-7 guys just taking pictures of a fucking under 20-year-old girl. It's fucking weird as fuck.
Dad's calling. Oh, he called.
Who's?
Your dad.
How was your flight?
Literally,
how is Los Angeles?
Does
he have an act? No, he grew up in Iowa. So.
No, he grew up in Iowa.
Yeah,
yeah.
So he's like, what's
mom,
up?
Mom.
What else in G?
literally, that's how he talks, bro.
He's not like, namaste and shit, you know what I mean?
Nah,
he's all good.
No, they don't do that.
Yeah, fucking, you wanna talk to your dad? It's all good. Like, send him a text or something.
I can bring you the phone.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, because I don't want your dad tripping out. Like, I'm trying to imagine, like, if I was in another city, my parents would be fucking ballistic.
No, but
fuck.
I mean, I never called them back, that's why.
Yeah. It's all good, homie. We know how it is.
I'm just going to text them.
Sanjeev coming in from the fucking Bay Area, the Yay Area. Dude, that's fucking crazy.
That's fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, the one on the projector is even cooler, but I just...
Yeah.
GB merch, bro. Tell me about that once you shoot a text here, Dad.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, you want this?
Oh, yeah, cool. Grab it.
Could you take photos while we talk? Like, on my camera roll? Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
So, yeah. Like, tell me about your merch.
On that phone. Okay, sorry.
Tell me about your merch brand coming up.
So I have merch, right? I release merch. It's like the Love Yourself, Positive Vibes, all that type of stuff. I have my sister design it. And I just, like, I got decent money, like, you know, all this type, like, I got hella people coming in, watching it, and, like, looking at it and stuff. I just want to do something new. So one of my friends from high school, his name is Luke. He hit me up one day and he just FaceTimed me because I actually posted on my story. I was like, yo, like, it's 1 year ago today. Like, I released my merch, you know? And then he FaceTimed me and he's like with these two guys and he's like, yo, your merch fucking sucks. I picked up the phone and I was like, I mean, yeah, it kind of does. Yeah, yeah. And he's just like, dude, these guys are going to help you. And he just like connected me to these two guys in New York who are like helping me right now make new merch. And it's fucking dope. Like, I have new shit coming out.
Yeah, yeah. Like, do you want to give us, like, a sneak peek of, like, what ideas you guys have for the GV merch?
You know, we're actually trying to figure that out right now. Like, we're looking at a bunch of designs and stuff. I really just want to, like, you know, I want to do graphics. I want to do, like, simple stuff. Just, like, all over the place kind of stuff. But it's not really merch anymore.
Yeah, you should put a little Easter egg in, like in the little corner, like put fuck your ex, like whatever your ex's name is, and be like fuck Monica or whatever the fuck your name is.
No, I'm not doing
no,
that.
No, fuck that bitch. It's all
the
good.
Recent one or the cheating one?
The cheating one.
Okay, not the recent one.
No, not the good one. Yeah, the one that cheated on you, fucker.
But fuck.
So like everyone has it, but it's like tiny, you know, it's like in the sleeve.
It's like those fucking, like, you know, it's like, warning, this product may have like just fucking
tiny like in there, like, warning, this is a choking hazard, fuck you Monica. Like, this is 100% cotton, that bitch is crazy, you know what I mean? That'd be funny, Loki.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, I just came up with a good idea on how to hustle drugs, bro. Put it in shirts and put the instructions on the tag, bro. What the fuck? No one looks at that shit. Yeah, I'm becoming Walter White in this bitch now. Bro, fucking, like, when you play Twitch, when you play video games, what are some of the games you like to play?
I've been playing Fortnite recently.
Yeah, yeah. I just got back into it.
Dude, Fortnite's fucking fun.
Yeah, I had to take a lot of time off of it. I got into it recently. It's fun with friends, obviously.
I'm having fun. Yeah, again. Yeah. Like, honestly, I think a big misconception about it is, like, everyone's saying good old days, all this shit. But it's like, bro, like, that's never going to come back.
Yeah,
like,
it's always ups and downs and stuff.
It's not that, though. It's about what we were doing back then. Bro, people were, like, doing the rocket gliding and, like, doing, you know, all this fucking bullshit. And it was like, yeah, the game had this shit, you know? Like, but we were making fun. Like, we were making the fun, you know? It's not the game. Like, we were making the fun. That's what I'm telling people right now. Anyways, yeah, but I play Fortnite and Star Wars. And, dude, honestly, I was going to do Watch Dogs 2. I was going to do a Just Dance stream.
Oh, shit, that'd be fun. Yeah.
Right? I feel like that'd be hella funny. Just have my Kinect set up. Like, I got my stream shit set up.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, dancing it out and stuff.
So yeah, you know your tech shit because I saw you recognized OBS and stuff. That's what you use for streaming.
Yeah. I it's dope, bro. I don't have to get a fucking PC. I can just use my MacBook.
Yeah.
They got it for Mac now, dude.
It's fucking crazy, bro. It's a good software.
Yeah, no, it's a really cool. I just had a very difficult time setting it up.
It always is an issue, man.
But then I got to figure it out. I was like, oh, this is easy. Like, it's fucking dope.
Just click stream and then you're live on Twitch.
Yeah, and you can like switch it on the sides.
Yeah. That's exactly what my boy Alex is doing right now.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Camera switching shit. Yes, sir. It's on Sanjeev. Then it's on me. It's on me. Yes, sir. That's how we do it. Camera switching. Shout out, man. Alex. Yeah. Yeah, he's an engineer. He's fucking lit, dude. We both work here. Like, this is something, like, I've always wanted to work in production and shit. So I'm glad I landed this gig, you know?
Yeah, no.
Meeting cool people and shit.
This is so dope, dude.
Yeah.
I love this.
Constantly just meeting vibey-ass people.
Hell yeah,
it's a good place to be, you know? It's like-minded.
This is what I like so much about, like, social media. Like, I've had more meaningful conversations with people that I've met in the past, like, month or two over social media than I have at fucking my college.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it's actually just crazy.
They just have different goals and different mindsets, you know?
No,
It's not an issue. It's just, like, trying to find your people. When you find a person you click with, bro, it's like fucking goated, man. Like,
yeah.
It's amazing. Like, you and I, we're just, like, bouncing. It's like I've known you for years. You and I are bouncing
exactly.
out that well, you know?
Yeah, no, I feel like, I mean, obviously, like, college is fine, you know? But it's just the priorities that people have.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
You know? I'm trying to make fucking TikToks and you're over here trying to like
do podcasts and stuff.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
so, but there's a connection to something is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you know? I really need to up my fucking TikTok game. I never get views. I feel like it's because I cuss and like a lot on my podcast and stuff. And then not right now, but like when I make the clips, like funny clips, it's always like sexual or whatever. So like TikTok never like helps me out with
that.
Oh,
do you get banned or
no? I don't get banned. I don't know if I get banned, but like it definitely.
Banned.
What's you got
banned? Got banned from TikTok. I don't even know why or
dude,
how.
You know what the fuck happened to me? I got fucking banned from that creator monetization.
Oh,
for a whole
up.
Fucking year last year. Last year.
When you were popping.
When I was popping too. Oh,
fuck.
My fucking God. Dude, I swear to God, like, I don't know what the fuck, like, TikTok. Bro, I'm literally 18 years old, first of all. Dude, they took down, like, at least 8 or 10 of my videos because I didn't even show my, like, body, like it's like my upper body, like you can see my shoulders.
You're a guy too. Girls shake their ass and shit and make hella money.
I was so mad
with a big,
I mean,
bank,
dude,
or whatever, with
literally
trend.
Bro,
shout out King.
Yeah
dude, I was so upset because I was like, I'm doing really well right now and I was making a lot of money, and like I just like stopped and it was just like, what the fuck? Because I opened my TikTok page and all of a sudden I see some girl in a bikini like just shaking her ass. I'm just like, dude, she's underage too. Like, I'm literally 18 years old. You know, I was like, what the fuck? Like, why is this happening to me? But I'm not banned anymore.
Fuck yeah, dude, making them money. How is it making money off TikTok?
It's not bad. You can't live off of it, though.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, you definitely
not
can't
yet.
Live off of it.
I think like there was like a lot of creators like the other day were posting how much money they made, and like Mr. Beast has like one of the most viewed TikTok pages, and he wasn't getting that much paid either. He was
no.
like, yeah,
like, dude, I have a friend, I've talked to so many people about this, like 1.2 million whatever, like big numbers, like they're asking me, they're like, yo, how the fuck do I make merch, bro, like, you know, like all this type of shit so they can make more money, you know. It's definitely like, it's like if you want to buy yourself a nice gift, honestly, like that's what you should use your TikTok money for, you know. Or investing into something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like,
you know?
Reinvesting it into your own brand again.
Yeah.
That's a good, that's
yeah,
a good way
yeah,
to go.
Definitely reinvesting is good. But I'm saying it's like it honestly feels like it's like a tip, you know, from
yeah.
like TikTok. It just feels like a tip. And I'm just like, oh, I just want to go spend it on this now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad, bro. Like, you can make money overnight, you know?
Yeah.
Like, your videos just like blow up and stuff like
Did
that.
Did it pay for your flight ish? How much was your flight? Like 150?
$90.
90? Oh, okay, that's not even
yeah.
bad at all,
no,
bro.
Dude,
a little trip to LA.
Yeah.
Dude, I gotta fucking take a trip by myself. It's something I've always wanted to do, but I just haven't seen the opportunity open up.
It's so dope, man.
Yeah, like you this is your first time in LA ever?
Yeah, actually, I think this is actually my first time in LA.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah. That sucks that you're just going to dip right. We're going to go grab lunch after this, bro. My treat. Because I don't
yeah,
want you to just
no.
dip like that, homie.
I mean,
know.
Shit, bro. Anything is fine. I mean, I'll be back.
Really?
I'm
like,
only 7 hours away, bro.
Yeah. You have plans of coming back?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Fuck yeah, yeah, dude. Because yeah. I feel like.
I think I might be going to San Diego in a couple weeks, actually.
Oh, shit.
Next week, I'm going to Cal Poly. So.
Oh, Cal Poly. Nice, nice. Yeah, because like this whole place, LA is. The place that's fucking popping for content creation, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like the amount of people I've seen over here, like just content creators, A-list actors and shit. So wild, man. Musicians.
I really want to do acting one day.
Yeah, I've been doing some background acting here and there.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, background acting is really nothing. You're just a fucking stand-in, and I just like it because I get to be on my favorite TV shows.
Yeah.
So that, and you get paid. It's not really like an acting role. Like, I'm not like Kumail Nanjiani.
I mean, but you're in it though.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
sick.
I'm in it for like a second and shit. Yeah, yeah.
What shows have you done?
I've done a lot of commercials, but just recently I'm gonna be on Always Sunny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool. I've never seen that before, but
you've never seen Always Sunny? What the fuck? No way.
What's it on?
You've seen memes though. You have to have seen
What's
memes.
What's it on?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, that. Oh,
Danny DeVito, Charlie Day.
I'm stupid. I thought you said like ODC. Like I don't even know.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, I've seen that.
It's Always Sunny. Yeah, yeah. That's a goated show, bro. And it's like it's filmed like not even far from here. Filmed in downtown LA and shit. It's crazy, bro.
That's dope, dude. That's dope.
I'm just trying to make it, bro. Like, I feel like a lot of Desi kids are on the come up and shit, bro.
Shit. It's so hard, like, because my parents want me to be or my mom wants me to be a fucking doctor, you know?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's, like, I would say just get a degree just so you have a fallback and stuff.
Yeah, it's so funny. I literally just had to talk to my dad about this yesterday, bro.
You just gotta just do it, man. It's like, just do it.
Yeah.
Just get it done with. You don't even have to
it now. I'm just like, dude, I'm doing social media and I'm doing business major. Like, fuck it. I'm just gonna do both. Like, whatever.
You know? Yeah, I'm doing both too, man. It's like, it's not that bad if you manage your time. Like, Alex over here, he's doing a lot of shit. He's working for Uber. He's doing school. He's doing podcast work here.
Damn.
He's
going up.
Yeah, and he has his own fucking show that he's producing. Man. He's on some shit, bro.
I don't sleep.
And he has a girl, and he has a family. This guy's on...
And you have a girl?
Yeah, we live together, though, but...
He's on fucking crack, bro. This guy's cracked out doing shit,
man, you got a girl? Shit, bro. That's just an extra, like...
Yeah, that's a big part.
Well, you forget her birthday? Like...
Oh, yeah. Hers is 2 days before mine, so we're chill.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Fuck that up.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot my mom's and my dad's birthday before.
That's fucking wild, bro.
That's a little funny.
Oh man, that's just crazy as shit, dude. Fucking
my mom's
life.
Birthday is January 1st, and I forgot it.
January 1st?
Yeah, New Year's Day.
Is that bullshit or is it actually January?
No, it's true. She was born January 1st.
Okay, because like my dad is January 1st as well, but it's a bullshit thing. It's like they didn't know when he was born, so they just said January.
He just said January 1st.
Yeah, yeah.
She made the paper.
Okay, that's
paper and everything about it.
Oh shit!
Yeah, first baby of the year or some shit.
Fucking, that's your hourly fucking.
Sorry. The vid.
Yeah, yo, just turn that shit off.
It's 1 a.m. now. It's 1 a.m. now, or.
What time is it?
It's one. Yep, it's one on the
Okay,
nose.
So it's like an hourly alarm.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Well, I have it on because, like, when I'm at school, I tend to, like, get distracted or, like, whatever the fuck is happening.
Yeah.
And then I just, like, I'm like, it's like, post a video. And I'm like, oh, shit, I need to, like, get back on my, you know.
So you just have, like, drafts ready and you just click post?
No, I mean, I have a lot of drafts saved up, but I don't really, I just make videos, like, then and there.
Oh, you know? That's impromptu type shit.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm, like, out, I'll just go to the fucking bathroom or something, you know, and just, like.
Shake your ass a little bit.
Nasty flush.
Yeah, you know, like.
Do a little twerking video, get a million views.
Dude, maybe I should switch up my content, dude.
Yeah, bro. Do like thirst traps. You got a skinny waist and a big bank.
Dude,
nah,
I'm
that fucking trend, bro.
I'm not gonna do thirst traps, bro.
That's fucking dumb as shit, bro.
No. I respect people who do thirst traps though, 100%. Like, put yourself out there. Fuck yeah. Like, do it, you know? I fuck with those people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do too, man. Like, I remember Alex, you were trying to get your Instagram reels popping, right?
Yeah, yeah. I had some luck. I had one that hit over 70,000 views, which is pretty cool.
Oh,
I had a bunch that had over 10,000 views. That was pretty cool.
That's good, man. Yeah. Good shit.
So, like, do you like research on like what time to post, how to fuck with the algorithm and hashtags, or do you just post and let it fly?
I just post.
Fuck yeah. I feel like that's the way to go.
It's not like, it's not fucking rocket science, you know? Like, bro, if you make content and you stay consistent to your schedule, not the algorithm schedule, bro. Fuck, like, everyone watching, if you want to be a content creator, even you, bro, like, dude, fuck the algorithm, okay? Don't follow the algorithm. Like, follow your own algorithm, okay? That's the thing. Like, TikTok's algorithm, bro, I've done that shit where you post at 7 o'clock, whatever, 5 o'clock, like, right? I've done that shit. Does not make a difference. I've done way better posting on my own fucking speed, you know?
Yeah. I fucking love when it's, like a homeless guy and, like, a shitty cell phone taking a selfie and it gets, like, 20 million views. Dude, that's always my favorite shit.
I love seeing that shit.
Yeah, just guys who are, like, who don't even know what they're doing, yeah.
No, but think about it. Like, you think he's fucking looking at what time he needs to post? Yeah. Like, come on, you know? Like, and then he's, like, brought up from TikTok, like, it's like, dude, that shit's lit, you know?
Yeah, whatever hits, hits, you know?
Right. So just make your fucking content, stay consistent with it, you will find your niche, use hashtags, whatever the fuck you want to do. You don't even have to use fucking hashtags, you can, you know? Like, you don't even have to if you don't want to, right? There's no secret, there's no, like, it's not like, oh, if you do this wrong, you know, this isn't gonna happen. Like, bro, just believe in yourself and keep posting, you know? Like, that's it.
Yeah, I've always wanted that to happen. Like, I've always wanted, like, a viral clip from, like a podcast clip to hit, like, a million views. That would be fucking crazy. I've always wanted to do that.
Bro, like, post.
Manifest and just try to making clips and just keep posting it.
I mean,
one's gonna hit eventually.
Just put that work in, bro. Like, you know, if I, like what I'm doing right now for Twitch, like, I have an editor for me, and I just send him time frames to edit for me, and then, like, I post, like, fucking 6 Twitch clips a day.
Oh,
like,
that's fucking goated,
you know,
as hell,
I'm just,
dude,
like, promoting the fuck out of it, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But I
that.
Know I have to start from the ground up. Like, I know I have to start from nothing, you know? And I'm excited because I'm, like, ready to grind it out again, you know?
Yeah. Do you think you're going to be bringing the vlogs back anytime soon? Because I've watched a couple of them, and they were fun and, like, engaging to watch, you know what I mean?
It's very fast.
It's a little switch up from your TikTok content and then your gaming content. It's a good, like, you know?
I love making the vlogs, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I miss it so
much. You're, like, trying to go for, like, a Danny Duncan, like,
yeah. You know? And, like, I have no fucking idea. Like, I'm like, you know how you said, like, we're 19, we're trying to figure it out? Like, dude, I'm lost in so many areas of my life that I'm still trying to fucking figure out.
Yeah.
And, like, at the same time, though, I'm going to give people advice. I'm going to try to help people as much as I can, you know? But, dude, even I'm trying to figure out my shit. Like, oh, 100%. If my friends hit me up when I got back and they're like, yo, let's shoot a vlog, I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude, you know? But, like, my friends are, like, growing up, too, you know? Like, they're not obsessed with social media like I am. Like, you know, one of my friends wants to be, like, a politician. And, like, my other friend wants to be, like, he's still trying to figure out what he wants. You know, like, they don't give a fuck about social media, you know? That's why they're my friends.
Yeah, that's why
they're my friends,
like,
dude.
Like, don't make people, like, don't get used by people who just want to fucking use you for your numbers and shit. That'd be fucked.
Dude, when I started blowing up, like, I literally, like, I was so hype about it, but then I got so worried. I was like, shit, what if they, like, you know, act different? And they just, like, literally, they just, like, we roast each other, right? They literally just did the same shit. And I was
that's the
happy,
best,
bro.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, dude, I have the best friends in the fucking world.
Do you have it where, like, people that, like, didn't fuck with you back then, and now that they see, like, your numbers on social media, they're like, oh, hey, what's up, Sanjeev? How you been, dog?
Like, yeah, I kind of just, like, I had those people, you know, come and go.
It's so obvious, too.
It's so obvious, but I'm kind of just, like, honestly, like, I want to see if you changed, you know?
Oh, you give them a chance?
I give them a chance, and I've made some decent friendships from that, actually. But otherwise, I just tell people to go fuck themselves. Like, I don't give a fuck, dude. You were a dick to me in high school, and you're trying to come back. Like, get the fuck out of here, you
like,
know?
This guy, he's doing a skit, like, hybrid podcast shit, and if that blows up, bro, I'm gonna be like, I was there from day one, bro.
Yeah, he's our fucking producer. I'm making sure he gets paid.
Yeah.
See, that's how I feel, though. Like, my friends used to help me make TikToks. Like, all day. Like, when those videos of people recording me, you remember those?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they would help me. And I literally told them, I was like, dude, if we hit, like, millions or whatever the fuck, like, you guys are coming up with me. Like, I'm not gonna just leave you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got so many invites to, like, LA from, like, random content creators. This was, like, when I was friends with a lot of people in LA. I don't have that many friends in LA now, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, yeah. And I was like, I could easily just fucking left, you know? Like, I could have easily just, like, all right, bet, and book a fucking flight to LA and meet all these fucking content creators and just leave my friends, you know? But I was like, fuck that. I'm not going to do that, you know?
Yeah.
That's stupid. Like, I don't want to do that shit, you know? That's fucked up. Like, I love my friends, you know? And, like, they've helped me with so much. And, that, like, I don't know. It's just, like, why leave people when it's, like, everyone? And that's the thing, though. They're supportive. And it's not, like, they're dicks. Like, they're supportive, and that's what you should find in like your friend group and stuff. You know, if your friends aren't like supporting you, if your friends make you feel like anxiety and like irritation, they're not your friends, you know?
I feel that, bro. You got to just be comfortable around them and be yourself around them. Yeah. Like when you have to like switch up your personality with people, I'm just like, damn.
It's fucked.
Not my homie. You're just like someone I'm acquainted with, you know?
Yeah. That's why I'm trying to, that's, like even this podcast, like I just had one last week.
Yeah. The juvie one.
Juvie one. Yeah. You know, it'd be cool, like a little crossover to you guys.
Yeah, that'd be sick too. Like I saw their setup; it was cool. Like I checked out their Instagram and stuff. They seem like cool people. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're super dope. I was just trying to keep it real. Like I was just saying the same shit that I'm saying right now too. I'm just like, bro. Like I literally started off doing this shit, faking it. You know, like I don't want to
fake it till you make it,
and then become it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like literally, Yeah, but I'm just like, damn.
Have you ever been recognized in person?
Yes.
No way. My
God, dude, it's fucking sick. It's actually
that's
like,
happened to me once.
Really?
Yeah.
Same.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was yours like?
Like some guy just came out to me and he's like, "Oh shit, you're the podcast guy." I'm "Holy shit, I don't know who the fuck you are. That's the first time." So I was like, we were just talking, and he's like, "Oh shit, so crazy to me." I'm like, "Crazy to me? What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
Isn't it fucking crazy, though? It's actually crazy."
And, like,
dude,
we took a picture and shit. We're like, "Dude, you're my first fucking like fan. Yeah. I'll fucking follow you back on Instagram. You're my homie, dog. What's up,
bro?
Like,
what about you? What about you?"
This is actually a really fucking funny story. So I don't know if you guys remember when Shia LaBeouf. Well, one of the times Shia LaBeouf got arrested when he was. He was having that weird like protest art exhibit thing in New York. Do you remember that? He Will Not Divide Us. I was there for that one night, right? Just I was bored and I was on the way home from work and I just happened to be off the train stop that was on the way home. So I was like, fuck it, I'll go check it out. And sure enough, there's a bunch of like weird like alt-right like white nationalist dudes there.
Yeah.
Kind of like troll. So then Shia LaBeouf shows up, right? He starts like kicking his feet like a bull. And then he walks up to one of them. One of the kids was grabbing a mask. He grabbed the kid's mask. This is pre-pandemic. He grabbed the mask off the kid's face. And the kid's, like, freaking out. And then the alt-right guys call the cops on him. And then there's a video, basically, of me all over TMZ. It was over CNN, ABC, literally everything.
I never knew about this. I got to see this
on TMZ. And they were like, I had his back because, fuck those white nationalist guys. So I was like, Shia didn't hit anybody, all right? But then the cops arrested him, and he fist-bumped me as he was getting taken off.
Oh, that's fucking
sick. And that was all over the fucking media. And I had somebody in the street of New York be like, "Hey, you're the guy that was with Shia LaBeouf."
Yo, I never knew about this. What the fuck? I learned something
it's
about Alex.
It's a funny story. Hey. I'll show you the video.
Like, when we go out to lunch, show us the video.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I want to see that. Damn, bro.
Now tell me about your story.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, so first time... Fuck, I can't remember the first time.
No,
first time was in the hometown where I'm from. Here. Just some chick. She was like, "Yo, can I take a picture with you?" I was like, "Yeah." The dopest one though. Dopest one. I'm in Seattle.
I can hear him smoking. all good. I was like, "What the fuck is that fucking Darth Vader in the
background?" I had the volume down the first time.
It's all good. It's all good.
So, there's like. I heard that too.
I was like, all good.
The most recent one was that I went to a Playboi Carti concert.
Okay, sick.
Fucking lit, first of all.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
Whole lot of red.
Fucking lit. Yeah, there's a shit ton of people in the crowd, like the mosh pit, and I was like, I lost all my friends, and I just ran into random people, and like, "Holy shit, like, no way." And I was like, "Yo, what's up?" Like, "You're fucking Jimmy Boy." I was like, "Yeah, it was good." And then we like took photos and stuff. This is the weirdest, most random one. I'm in Seattle with my family.
Okay.
I'm on a hike, bro. Like in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. Like I'm on a fucking hike.
Yeah.
And there's a whole family. And there's like little kids that are like staring at me and shit. And I'm like making videos, whatever. Like I stopped making it. I'm on the hike. Dude, again, we're in the middle of buttfuck nowhere in Seattle. Like, what the fuck? Like, what is this? And like the family just keeps like walking around us and shit like that. I'm just like, they might know me, but their kids were young. They're like really, really young.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I'm just tripping right now. Like I'm being a fucking ego bitch, like whatever. And then like we're like walking back and like literally like three kids run up to me and they're like, are you from TikTok? And I was just like, oh, yeah. And then the mom was like, can we get a photo? And, like, I just took photos with all the kids, and they're just like, thank you so much, and, like, all this shit. And I was like,
that's fucking sick, bro.
And it was, like, in front of my whole family, too.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, now they see the effect you have on people.
Because I was literally having to, I was literally having a conversation with my family before. And they're like, what is this TikTok stuff? Like, you know, there's like bashing on and shit like that. And I'm just like, bro, it's like, it actually helps people. Like, people know who I am. Like, I'm just trying to make a difference. I'm trying to help people, like, you know, good vibes. And like the day later, the hike, and like kids are like, oh my gosh, we love your videos on this shit. I was like, dude, see, you see now?
Yeah, like that's a good, like, I told you so type shit, bro. Yeah, like, you're affecting people in a positive way, you know? It's like, you can't take that away from someone.
Yeah, man. And like, dude, I tell myself this every single day. I tell everyone this, like, if you're chasing the money and if you're chasing the followers and you're chasing all this shit, like, nothing's gonna fucking work out for you, bro.
Yeah, like, a lot of LA people get caught up in that shit constantly, bro.
I mean, it will work out for you if you follow the right formula, you know, like the fucking trends and, you know, you look like this or whatever. Like, yeah, you might get lucky. Yeah, you like you might blow the fuck up. Yeah, but like, you're not gonna be happy, you know.
You gotta have some heart into that shit, bro.
Yeah, like, you're just gonna be like doing stupid shit to get like views, and like, maybe, you know, some people can live like that. Honestly, I could live like that if I wanted to. I could definitely live like that. I'd just do stupid shit just to get by, you know, like, because I just like be up there at the top, you know, like, but like, nah, bro, fuck that. Like, I'm it's not about me. It's about like that little bro. Like, that's the thing. It's like, someone else is out there is just like me, like when I was a fucking sophomore about to fucking kill themselves, you know?
Yeah.
And they're looking for someone or something that, like, gives them, like, that hope.
It's fucking goated, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm just like, find your fucking purpose, bro. Like, find your passion. If you can't figure out right now, that's okay. Do what makes you happy now. Do it. Do it while you're young, you know? Do it while you're young, because, like, bro, like, dude, you have so much time and you really don't. Honestly, like, that's it's such a hard thing to do, right? And everyone has struggles, like, living in the past. Everyone struggles with, like, living in the future, right? No, everyone struggles with living in the moment, right? But like, when you finally, like, accept everything that you have and be grateful for where you are in life, like, you realize how much time you have left, and you realize how much time you've spent, and you kind of like just start living, you know? Like, you're just, like, living.
In the moment, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
And then you, all the actions that you do, how you talk to people, like, everything that you do, it just changes. Because you're like, why do this when this is happening, you know? And it's like, you just want to live your fucking life, you know? So you start making spontaneous decisions, and you start, like, going after stuff that you thought you wouldn't. And, like, life just changes, you know?
Yeah, man. I completely agree with everything you fucking said, bro. Like, just going for it, living in the moment, just chasing what makes you happy and what you think is good. Like, since we're at such a young age, like, we have room to do it, I feel like, for a little bit. We can fuck up a little bit. We have that, but we're not fucking up. I think we're chasing good things and shit, you know?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, though? Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying about, like, living in the moment, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, making those decisions for yourself that you thought you wouldn't, and, like, going after shit that you, you know, never thought you would, right?
Yeah.
Or, like, doing shit that's uncomfortable, stuff like that. Like, going out of your comfort zone, like, pushing yourself, like...
You got balls, man. Like I would be nervous as fuck. Like, flip side, if I had to go to Bay Area and take a whole plane and fucking spend a day there.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be scared, bro.
Why?
For real. Like, I don't know, because I just haven't done that before. It's not a leap I've taken, you know what I mean? In a city all alone where you don't know anyone.
That's a valid point. I didn't even think of that. Yeah. I was just so excited.
Because, like, that's why, like, I was trying to reply to you hella quick, because, like, if I was in the Bay alone, and, like, if you weren't replying quick, I'd be like, who the fuck else, like, am I here for? You know what I mean? I'd be so alone.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy, man, that you're here.
No, yeah.
I really appreciate
you. I appreciate you texting back, too, because I was up late. I was like, shit, he's probably asleep.
Nah, all good, bro.
Yeah.
I was just making sure we had everything set up, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, dude, like...
I was going to say we're about an hour 20 in.
Okay, all good. I didn't even know that. I didn't even know we hit an hour.
What the
nobody after us?
Fuck, bro. Wait, what time is it?
It's 1:17.
You're all good, bro.
We're chilling, yeah. Hey, for this part, could you take a sorry, wait, can I?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When we're talking,
I can't. I don't know how to access your camera with this.
Oh, just the bottom right.
I pressing the button and it doesn't do it. Do I drag it somewhere? Or
yeah,
something?
Just drag it.
Yeah,
up.
Drag it to the right or left.
Drag it to the right.
Up.
Drag it up.
Yeah, fucking iOS changes that shit all the time.
Passcode though, that's the thing.
I got you. 3-3.
I ain't gonna say it to the whole internet.
I say that on the podcast.
Oh, I mean, it's always live, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, here, give me. If I lose my phone one day, dude, that's fucked.
Yeah. Someone's gonna remember that shit.
Bro. Yeah, fuck, my bad.
All good. We
fucking got some good pictures.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you if you could take a video of us, like, talking on my phone and then, like, get that, like, pan over to that.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just gonna turn off my auto lock so you can't. It doesn't like lock you out.
Yeah, not Instagram. Fucking iOS always fucks with their settings. I remember like you could just drag to the right and have the camera pull up.
Yeah. Sorry. What were we?
We were just talking about how like you had the balls to come to the Bay Area.
Oh,
to LA, right?
Yeah. Dude, I was like listening to music on the plane, and I was just so fucking excited.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, an hour is not even like that long. Like, that flight, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It must be longer just waiting.
I think you have to. But the thing is, see, I've flown before alone, so it's like when you actually like do that. And then you're like, I'm like going to LA now. I'm like, I'm doing all this shit now. I'm just like, it's fucking hype. Because it's like, it's a new chapter, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're starting a new chapter. I feel like I'm starting a new chapter of my life right now and all this type of stuff. So, yeah.
It's crazy, man. Like, we're fucking growing and shit. We're doing new shit. Like,
yeah.
I got to be like you, bro. I got to take some risks and be ballsy like that, dude.
I mean,
like
you only got one life, bro.
Dude, you fucking responded to an email. You gave me your number. You're like, fuck, I'm going to meet this guy in another city. I don't even know this person. Let's fucking record a podcast, bro. Let's fucking,
you know how we do it, bro.
That's how we fucking do it, dude. We're just fucking vibing like that, bro. That's crazy. You know, I don't know. You're amazing, dog. Like you're good on making content. Like I'm a fan of yours.
Thank you, bro.
I'm a fan of
Thank
you. You,
know hey,
you
want my autograph?
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll say I'm gonna be that little kid in the hike, bro, in Seattle. How was Seattle? What'd you guys do there?
I was just posted up on my aunt's house there.
Okay.
I didn't really do shit. It was like Christmas or it's like New Year's. Yeah, I was there for New Year's.
Yeah, something like that.
I didn't do shit, dude. My hair was super long then.
Oh,
you remember?
Yeah,
you remember my hair?
Yeah, you had it like almost shoulder length.
Yeah, bro, fuck.
Jon Snow, this shit's
low
key.
I'm low key thinking about like growing it out again. Like
it's all good, man.
Kind of. I want to get like a mullet kind of.
Oh,
mullet, know.
like that shit's kind of hype right now.
Yeah,
Jeff Wittick type.
Jeff Wittick is a dopest motherfucker.
Podcast,
I love him.
His show,
his YouTube videos.
Barbershop,
like, my god,
he's a good
dude.
Content creator. It'd be cool to meet him one time. He has a good thing going on.
He's the Botox.
Oh yeah, the Botox. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a dope man though.
Yeah, like that's interesting. Like he has his own sit down podcast.
Do you think he uses Botox?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, because I don't know if that was a joke or if that was
like
real or not. Because
he had like a perfect symmetrical shit.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, but now it's not symmetrical anymore.
It's not.
Yeah.
Oh, because of the eye.
Yeah,
I remember.
It's a little fucked up now. Yeah, but it's all good.
I'm getting Botox on Wednesday, actually.
Oh yeah, I know you were talking about that with your girlfriend. What are you even doing?
So basically, she works at this esthetician place where they do Botox and all that shit. And she gets crazy discounts, and basically she's gonna put I'm gonna get a little something in my lip, and it's gonna kind of like it's gonna basically flip it up a little bit, you know. It's not gonna be like super noticeable or big or nothing, but it's just gonna like make my lip look a little bit better, I guess.
Okay.
Wait. Where does she work?
It's this esthetician's place, I think it's called. Basically, like, you know, they do like the Botox and shit. It's in Beverly Hills.
Damn, that's fucking sick, dude.
Yeah. You got real lucky.
I want to get Botox.
She manifested it. Yeah.
Wait, what?
She manifested it. She straight up manifested it.
There we go, bro.
She doesn't even have experience in that field. She was working at Starbucks before, and they just hit her up one day and wanted to hire her.
That's fucking wild.
That's crazy, dude. Yeah.
She loves that place.
Damn.
So yeah, before we get into like hour 30, I want to ask you one last question because I feel
hour
like if
30?
If cause I feel like podcasts are too long, people don't listen to the
whole
shit.
Bro, no, what the fuck?
Yeah. And so
I just rambled on. I'm sorry.
No, you're all good. So like, I want to ask you, like, when you meet other TikTokers and other social media influencers, YouTubers, whatever, like that whole internet community, like, do you mostly have positive experiences? Have you had any bad experiences?
Huh. That's a good question. Damn. Well, I've met a couple TikTokers. It's been good.
Like, I saw you were with one yesterday, right? Like,
yeah,
the chick in the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah. No, I had fun with them. I don't think they like my friends, though.
Oh, interesting.
Because my friends don't use social media, and they're, like, trying to take photos of me and my friends are, like, really camera shy, and they also just don't want to be online.
Yeah.
So they kind of, like, got, like, in a pissy attitude. And, like, they were both getting pissed at each other.
Oh,
I'm just, like,
okay.
Standing in the middle. Uh-huh. I'm just like, guys, I want to take the photos.
Like when your worlds collide and you...
Oh, see, dude, this is the thing, though. I'm, like, I love my friends, right? But and then I'm, like, yo, do you guys want to come with me to meet these, like, TikTokers, right? And they're, like, yeah, I bet. And then they come and they're just, like, fucking, you know, everyone's taking the photos and shit. And I was just, like, oh, fuck. Like, you know.
I feel it. Sometimes, like, colliding your worlds is good and it's, like, everyone connects. And then, but sometimes it just doesn't mesh and I realize
I'm like, I'm just gonna use my judgment. Like,
yeah.
You know, I know who they can meet, who they want to meet, and like, that was a bad call, but like, it's whatever. Like, I learned from it, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've had really great, positive experiences with TikTokers, honestly.
Hell yeah.
They're dope, you know, I love them. They're so positive, they're so energetic, they're nice people, they understand, you know, I feel like that's a big thing. I met with Jimmy Sullivan.
Oh, shit, nice.
Yeah. And he and I just hit it off, fucking, like, he posts motivational stuff too, you know, and like, we just fucking hit it off and posted, we recorded hella videos together and the fans are going crazy. They're like, hell yeah, like, you fucking, you know, like, you guys are meeting up and shit. So yeah, no, I've had really good experience with everyone.
That's fucking good. Well, that's a sign. All right, Sanjeev. Fucking Terminator's about to fuck us up, but thank you fucking so much for coming all the way to LA and doing my podcast. Like, I really appreciate you, bro. Big fan of your content and stuff. Do you have anything to say to the people? You want to plug anything at GVBoy_?
Yeah, I mean, just follow me on Instagram, GVBoy_. TikTok is just GVBoy. Look up GVBoy on Google,
and
bro.
You'll pop up.
Literally everything will fucking pop
up. And then he does Twitch streams, he does YouTube vlogs, he does fucking crazy, he does OnlyFans, he does
Cash. I don't do all
that. Yeah. What the fuck? yeah, just follow him everywhere, you know, get him going. He's a good fucking... All right, guys. Yeah, thank you for watching/listening and fucking doing this shit. Watch, get GV merch, do your fucking thing,
hell,
man.
Yeah,
we're gonna go grab lunch right now. Fuck yeah,
I'm starving.
Peace out. Lunch is on me. Bam,
love you.